This is Radio Nepal. I am T. Prasad Kharga with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma to address the 79th General Assembly of the United Nations, highlighting principles of Nepal's foreign policy. Parliamentary Investigation Special Committee on Misuse of Cooperative Funds submits its report to House of Representatives. Constitutional Council recommends the Supreme Court's senior most judge, Prakash Man Singh Rao, to the post of Chief Justice. And powerful typhoon hits the Chinese city of Shanghai, forcing hundreds of thousands of people to evacuate. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is to address the 79th General Assembly of the United Nations, highlighting the principles of Nepal's foreign policy. Informing the House of Representatives meeting today about the matters to be raised in the UN General Assembly, the Prime Minister mentioned that he would make it clear about Nepal's foreign policy in line with the Charter of the United Nations. Prime Minister Oli added that he will not do anything to bow down Nepal's image in international arena while participating in the UN General Assembly meeting, referring to the future summit event that he will be participating in after the General Assembly. Prime Minister Oli informed the Parliament that in the summit he will present Nepal's perspective on the safety of mankind and on earth and the ecosystem of mountains, and says Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to visit the United States, leading a Nepali delegation on the 20th of September to participate in the UN General Assembly. During his stay in United States, Nepal's head of government will address separate events at Columbia University in New York and Harvard University in Cambridge. A parliamentary special committee formed to investigate the alleged misappropriation of the cooperative funds submitted its report to the House of Representatives today. Committee Chair Surya Bahadur Thapa Chatri presented the report before the House meeting. The seven-member committee was constituted on the 28th of May as per the wider demand to investigate the alleged misappropriation of huge cooperative funds. The committee commenced its work on the 5th of June and held 66 meetings during the period of the investigation. Though the committee sought the presence of 29 people, including G.B. Rai, for interrogation, only some people approached the committee. The committee also talked to 451 representatives from various sectors and recorded statements from 47 alleged cooperative proprietors, including of the Gorkha Media Network. Meanwhile, Speaker Devraj Khimre instructed the Parliament Secretary to send the report to the Government of Nepal for necessary action. The National Assembly today endorsed the proposal to discuss the amendments to the Public Service Broadcasting Bill recommended by the House of Representatives. The upper house received the bill back from the House of Representatives with the proposal amendments. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung tabled the proposal during the meeting. The budget session of the House of Representatives and National Assembly has ended effective from midnight today in the House of Representatives meeting this afternoon. Speaker Devraj Khimre read out a letter received from the Office of the President stating that the current session of the Federal Parliament was concluded. The Council of Ministers on Sunday recommended the President to end the ongoing session of the Federal Parliament. The Constitutional Council has recommended Prakash Man Singh Rawat for the appointment to the post of Chief Justice. In a meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwata today, the Council recommended Rawat, the senior-most judge of the Supreme Court, for the role of Chief Justice. The meeting was attended by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, Chief Justice Bishwamber Prasad Shrestha, Speaker Devraj Khimre, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, Deputy Speaker Indira Ranamagar, and Opposition Leader Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. The Constitutional Council's recommendation comes as Chief Justice Bishwamber Prasad Shrestha is set to retire on the 4th of October. The Ministry of Home Affairs has formed a study committee to resolve citizenship issues. The five-member committee was formed today under the coordination of Chief of Policy Plan Monitoring and Evaluation Division of Home Ministry, Tokaraj Pandey. According to the Home Ministry, a mandate has been given to the committee to identify problems facing by citizens at present. The committee has been asked to submit a study report within the 1st of October. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Podel says the government is centred on promoting political and policy stability. Speaking at the 71st Annual General Meeting of the Butwal Chamber of Commerce and Industry today, the Finance Minister claimed that the citizens' hope for stability has been revived with the formation of the incumbent coalition government. The Finance Minister also showed an investment in the industrial sector confidently, adding the government was making efforts to clear up the economic adversities. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated as powerful typhoon made landfall near China's financial hub, Shanghai. Typhoon Beninka hit at around 7:30 AM local time on Monday in the coastal area of Lingang New City in Shanghai's east. The BBC has cited China Meteorological Administration as saying that the typhoon is the strongest one to hit Shanghai in 75 years. According to Chinese state media, as a precaution, more than 400,000 people in Shanghai metropolitan area were relocated by Sunday evening. And hundreds of flights were also cancelled as cities' two main airports grounded all flights, train services were also cancelled and highways closed. A series of shootouts between rival tribes over the disputed gold mine has left at least 30 people dead in Papua New Guinea. The BBC on Monday quoted the country's police commissioner as saying that security forces have been given emergency power to stop the fighting, including the use of lethal force. It is said that the alcohol sales have been banned and the overnight curfew is in place. Unrest had been brewing near the Porgera gold mine in the country's central highlands ever since members of the Sakhar clan settled on the land owned by their rival, the Piandi, sometimes in August. Police say that on Sunday alone, more than 300 shots were fired at tribesmen after pistols between the clans had failed. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. And gusty wind is also likely to occur at a few places of the Tarai region of Kusi province and at a few places of Madhes province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to address the 79th General Assembly of the United Nations, highlighting principles of Nepal's foreign policy. Parliamentary Investigation Special Committee on Misuse of Cooperative Funds submits its report to House of Representatives. Constitutional Council recommends Supreme Court's Senior Most Judge Prakash Man Singh Rao for the appointment of Chief Justice. And powerful typhoon hits the Chinese city of Shanghai, forcing hundreds of thousands of people to evacuate. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.